What's up, everyone? Welcome to another mini episode of Down Once More. Matt here, and this week I'm coming at you with another mini review of a Broadway national tour. This week, it is the show that's closing out my 2023-2024 Broadway season pass, and that is Mean Girls the Musical. I think this is the second musical talked, the second most talked about musical on this podcast, besides maybe In the Light, with all my references of that, which, side note, I had to throw this in here, they are sold out of tickets except for people in the Broadway industry for their workshop that is going on the 26th through the 28th of this month. So shout out Michael Mott and team. It's going to do great things. Trust me, keep your eye on it. Go check out the cast album of their sample recording that they did during COVID. Go check it out. It's awesome. There's my plug for that, my weekly plug. So Mean Girls Musical is probably the second most talked about musical on this podcast because I don't even remember how I originally stumbled upon the cast album, but I did, and I have loved it, and songs from it have been on the rotation ever since the past few years. I think one of our first like five episodes or so, Rayleigh and I were talking about our favorite Broadway musical cast albums, and this was one of the ones that I talked about. So we're going to dive into it. Here's some just history of the musical in general, because I already did a mini review of the musical movie that came out, and we're going to do a full-on review of it eventually once Rayleigh's back with her and I kind of talking about everything with it. So this is just going to be about the tour and some backstory on the Broadway musical itself. So this musical is based on the 2004 movie of the same name, written by Tina Fey, directed by Mark Waters, that starred Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McAdams, so many more people in that. Great cast, great movie. That movie was very loosely inspired by the book, nonfiction book, Queen Bees and Wannabes, by Rosalind Wiseman. And that was a 2002 book. And so then we jump to 2017, and Mean Girls gets adapted by Tina Fey into a musical. So the book for this show is written by Tina Fey. Lyrics are by Nell Benjamin. And the music for it is by Tina Fey's husband, Jeff Richmond. So the original production of this cast had Barrett Wilbert Weed as Janice, and it also featured Erica Henningsen as Katie, and Taylor Lauterman as Regina, and they are the ones who recorded the original Broadway cast album. Since then, Renee Rapp has been one of the more popular people who's played Regina George on Broadway after this, and she reprised her role in the musical movie. And Ashley Park played Gretchen Wieners, who Ashley Park, fantastic actress. She was in Joyride, which was one of my favorite movies of 2023. Just a great comedy, kind of reminiscent of early mid-2000s ones. So that was fantastic. But this show premiered in 2017 in Washington, D.C. at the National Theater, ran for a couple months there. And then in 2018, it moved to Broadway and had its debut. It ran on Broadway until March 11th, 2020, when it was shut down due to COVID. So it had 833 performances. And then on January 7th, 2021, they announced that it was permanently closed on Broadway. It was not going to be reopening there. Then it kicked off a national tour in 2021, I believe. Nope, I lied. The first national tour was 2019. And so when it was still running on Broadway, and then the second national tour is the one that kicked off here in 2023, the non-equity U.S. tour. It stars Natalie Shaw as Katie Heron, Maya Petropoulos as Regina George, and then I had the understudy in my performance of Janice, and that was played by Victoria Mesa, who I have to say, I would be impressed to see the actual performance by Alexis Moreira, because Victoria Mesa absolutely crushed it. She had, and it was weird, I'm used to the cast album, so I'm used to the look of Barrett Wilbert, the voice of Barrett Wilbert Weed, and seeing some, a few slime tutorials from it, and the look of Barrett Wilbert Weed, and Victoria Mesa sounded almost exactly like her, which is impressive. I'm a big Barrett Wilbert Weed fan, even though I keep trying to say Reed instead of Weed just because Weed does not seem natural as a last name. But she was Veronica in Heathers on Broadway for a while. And, well, off Broadway. It never officially got to Broadway. And I love that musical, as we've talked about on here as well. So Barrett Wilbert Weed, fantastic. And Victoria Mesa did absolute justice to this role. This entire cast, including the ensemble, was fantastic. Natalie Shaw, as Katie Heron especially, one of the best vocal performances I have seen in a live show. It may not be the most complex vocal role that doesn't require a whole bunch of crazy things of its actress, but man, she nailed the role, and it made me even more sad about the movie adaptation and Inglourious Rice's performance in that, just with no soul. And seeing this live performance as a whole, and when we do the full breakdown eventually, I'll probably restate this, so this will be repetitive for you. But seeing this live just made me even more disappointed in the movie adaptation. How in the arrangements that they did in that, kind of trying to modernize it, make it more TikTok music video style, they just sucked all the soul out of these musical theater songs, and the dance numbers were nowhere near as massive. And especially in Revenge Party, Inglourious Rice's performance is rough. Same with Stupid with Love. They just tone everything down, and the energy, like in the musical, it is such a like kind of quirky, fun performance. You're seeing kind of the dorky side of Katie in it, and just the her genuineness, if that's the right word. And it just, you lose that in the movie. And the vocal performance is just so just weak and not powerful. And Natalie Shaw's voice is so powerful and so fantastic in this that she crushed it. A couple things I have to call out. I really liked the choreography of all the dance numbers. And so, like I said, I missed that in the movie adaptation too. This was probably, so this Broadway season tour that I saw, we had Aladdin, we had Jesus Christ Superstar, Les Mis, Shrek, and then Mean Girls. I would probably put, and this is my own personal preference, I would probably do Jesus Christ Superstar, Mean Girls, Les Mis, Aladdin, and Shrek. And it's hard because I really enjoyed all the performances. And Shrek, as I talked about my review for that, the vocal performances were fantastic. But it just, the set design, which I got what they were going for, trying to tone it back, it's not quite as magical as some of the others could be. Like, I would absolutely recommend seeing all the shows, but Shrek is probably the lower on that list. So this comes in at number two. That's because I'm a little biased too. I love this music going into it. I saw it on the last performance of their engagement here because they weren't here on a Thursday night. So I avoided the opening night bugs that I've had some of the other performance shows I've had that I've seen. And I don't know, my standout numbers for me that made me even more disappointed that was missing from the movie musical was Fearless, which closes out Act One. That whole number of when Katie kind of takes over as the queen bee after all the rocking around the pole fallout, which in the Broadway show they have where Regina to show her gaining weight has just a giant fake ass on. Hilarious. Hilarious. And this also made me even more mad that in the movie they took off that Regina George is banging Shang Omen in the costume, in the mascot costume, because spoiler alert, I guess if you don't want to be spoiled from the magic of the play, but they have an actor in the lion costume and they have a big just bundle in front of it. So it looks like a body's in there and acting like they're fucking during the Revenge Party songs and the dancing. And it is hilarious. It is great. This is just a genuinely fun musical. They want to have a fake bus come in and hit Regina. It's fantastic. But this cast was stacked. Like, I will be excited to see what these people go on and do. Natalie Shaw has some decent credits to her name. She was apparently in Daredevil, the Marvel show. So kudos to her. I don't know who she played. I need to go back and look at that, but she was in there. Amaya Petropoulos was the first brunette Regina George that I've seen, because usually blonde. She's fantastic. Who cares about the hair color? Great performances. And I should give shout outs to all of the plastics gave fantastic performances. So we had in here as well, we had Kristen Amanda Smith as Gretchen Wieners and Mary Rose Brendel as Karen Smith. So I talked about it in the movie review. Sexy is one of my favorite songs just because it's hilarious. The choreography with it, the dancing. And I caught out in the movie musical, they changed the lyrics to a sexy Joan of Arc instead of a sexy Rosa Parks in the movie. Not the case in the Broadway tour still. However, being familiar, very familiar with the Broadway cast recording, there were a number of changes lyrically from that point, which that came out in 2018. So, of course, things evolve. You make changes. The biggest changes were in It Roars. So significant lyrical changes in that. And I don't know when those changes were made. It could have been changed while it was still on the Broadway run. I wasn't seeing much information on that. But some significant changes in there. And I still think it's a better song than What If's in the movie. However, like I said in my last review, talking about the movie, What If's could have been good. I like some of the things they do in there. I don't like that they threw in Katie having a line about her limit does not exist, because that doesn't make any sense in that point of the story. At the very introduction, the limit does not exist. She learns in calculus class, in AP Calc, and then, I mean, granted, she might have already known it, but she wouldn't be just throwing it casually into her song about going to the U.S., and then it comes up later at the end when she's at the Mathletes performance. So why are we throwing that in the introductory song? I don't like that in What If's. Sorry, movie tangent. This, the musical changes were less making the focus less about her parents and less about little like jabs, like talking about in America, maybe I'll finally get to meet an obese person and things like that. And just making it more about Katie's journey. And there were notes from that song that were tied into Fearless too, to close out Act One. So I actually really did appreciate that. And I liked most of the lyrical changes. Like, it threw me off at first because I was expecting to hear one thing, because I know the lyrics of most of these songs by heart from the Broadway cast recording. And so it threw me off a little bit, but not too bad. Same with Stupid with Love. Her stories about her previous love changes made it a little less maybe perceived as casually racist. The original Broadway cast lyrics were talking about she tried to tell a boy, being Kenyan, he ran fast, could be perceived as stereotypes. They take that out of there. But it's still a fantastic song. I will say one of the other things that I really enjoy in the musical that is missing and cut out from the movie is Aaron having song singing, having a Stupid with Love reprise, and then More is Better. More is Better is one of my favorite songs. And so those being cut out of the movie musical, also disappointing, also fantastic to see them live. Like, it's this entire cast, one of the best up and down Broadway casts I've seen. Not really, especially vocally, not really a weak link amongst them. The entire ensemble and the dance numbers, fantastic too. In Act Two, you've got most of the male characters are cross-dressing and playing females throughout it, and just body language and how they were doing the dances. It was great. Just because you have more of those scenes, you need the more female cast. You can't just have four people there. You need eight. You got to make it unique, make it impactful and mean something. But this, like I said, this is one of my favorites of the Broadway season. I'm just repeating myself now, so I'm going to cut it out. But absolutely shout out to the cast. Great performances, the staging, the choreography, brilliant. This, the Broadway stage version, is my favorite version of Mean Girls. I like it better than the 2004 movie. I like it better than the 2024 movie adaptation of the musical. So Broadway stage version, best version of Mean Girls. You heard it here. First, probably heard it a bunch of other places because more people should have that opinion. Check out the original Broadway cast album. It's fantastic. Renee Rapp's voice is Regina George. Great in the movie adaptation, but the arrangements, most of the songs are butchered. If you're a musical theater fan, check out the original Broadway cast album. That's going to do it for this week's mini episode. Yet to come next week is going to be a review with Brad of Spamalot. So there is not an official filmed version of this. So I usually do not do this. There is a recording from the original Broadway cast on YouTube that you can watch. There's also a recording of a 2015 regional production on Vimeo that you can watch. The audio in that is worse than it is on the YouTube version of the original Broadway cast of Spamalot. So you can also, if you want to be above board, you can just listen to the soundtrack. There is a full version of the soundtrack of this with the original Broadway cast, which is stacked. You got Tim Curry, Hank Azaria, Christian Borles. So great cast of Spamalot in the original Broadway cast. So we will be talking about that next week, just to appease Brad and keep him coming back on the show. And because I'm a man of my word. If you have other musical movies or shows even you want us to review, Brad and I have also talked about doing a kind of rewatch and discussion of Gallivant on here. So if you have other ideas, suggestions, we need to do another draft. We haven't done a draft in a while, and I enjoy doing those. Leave comments on the video. Let us know. I want everyone, if you watch this and you enjoy it, first off, like it, share it. Let us know you liked it in the comments. And then let me know your favorite song from Mean Girls, the musical, in the comments on whether on our Instagram post or on the comments of this YouTube video. Do that. Let us know what you like, your favorite song. I don't know if I can pick just one. I really sing Fearless Live. I really liked that. But I think overall, the one that's going to take home for me is going to be I'd Rather Be Me, Janice's empowerment song there at the end. I love it. Love the vocal performance, love the choreography with it, love everything about it. And also, in case you're wondering, this musical does have the main hot highlights and iconic lines from the movie. So Mean Girls the musical, the stage version, is where it's at. Check it out. Have a great rest of your week, people. Let us know what else we should do. Like, comment, share, all that fun stuff that I have to get out of the way. Thank you all. Keep rocking. And don't forget to go down once more. Later.